Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Even when times get
with our anthem. Even when times get tough and you've had enough, you still got to try, small business owners. I know that's what you're doing. I know that's why you're on the top of the list when people survey who are the best people on the planet. Who do they admire the most, small business owners? You're on top. That's the reason you're my heroes. And Connie Santucci, you agree with me, don't you?
Absolutely. Completely agree with you.
Connie's EVP of Sage, the great organization that provides accounting solutions and financial products, financial management products. Check those out at sage.com. Your new survey is all about politics. You guys polled small business owners and said, tell us about your politics. And you asked them even about the candidates, didn't you?
We did. We did. You know, like we talked earlier, we asked them about the issues. And then at the end, we just said, okay, tell us who you think, rank who you think would be the best at aligning the government with your needs.
Don't tell us the answer, because I want to repeat something, folks. Of the people they surveyed, 36% were Republicans, 14% were Democrats, 20% were Independents, 15% did not identify with any party, and then the Tea Party, Socialist, Libertarian, they were the rest of the people. But that was a breakdown. 36% Republican, 14% Democrat, 20% Independents. Go ahead, Connie, now.
And in addition to that, over 60% were college educated and above.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's, yeah, that's, I think those are very important points. So what came out of this was we looked at a lot of areas. I think it was probably around 12 or 13 areas, ranging from who would be the best at handling the environment, who would be the best at economic policy, at national security, energy, tax reform, immigration, all the way down. And what came out was pretty fascinating. It's Trump was number one in all categories.
Wow.
Cruz was number two in all categories.
Wow.
Number three was split between Sanders and Clinton.
Wow.
Depending on the area. So
if you had told Hillary Clinton 8 years ago that one day she would be having difficulty beating a socialist, and I'm not picking on her, I'm just saying, that's just a fact, right, Connie? If you had said to her, if you had said to me, Hillary Clinton will have a tough time in a poll with a socialist, I would have said you're crazy.
It's an interesting, fascinating election.
You know the Chinese curse, right? May you live in interesting times.
That's right.
We're doing it. So what do you make of this? What do you make of this, Connie?
Well, I tell you, the one question we asked that I think sums this all up, and I think this is the foundation of what we see going on right now. We asked small businesses how they feel about Washington today, the establishment today. 63% said they were, 61% said they were disgusted. 53% said that they didn't trust Washington at all. And almost 50% said they were just angry.
Strong letter to follow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow.
And so what I make of it is that I think the Main Street small businesses, they're casting their vote against the establishment. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's coming out loud and clear, and they're crossing party lines. They're
and they almost don't care what else is said. I mean, look at the crazy things Trump has said that would have derailed even a Democrat, and he gets away with it. In my predictions for 2016, I do predictions, 20 or so predictions every year for the coming year. And one of my predictions was that if Trump does well, it'll be because he doesn't have to defend the baggage of either party. See, that's what I think is the reason he's doing so well, is he's a Republican. He's running as a Republican, but he doesn't have to defend the baggage of either party, which comes back to the results of your poll.
Yeah, which is the outsiders. Same thing can be said of Sanders, too.
Even though he's got some Democrat baggage, like Hillary, he's so authentic. That's what people are looking for, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which means the truth.
Exactly. They're running away from the establishment, and they're looking for something new.
Hey, Connie.
Absolutely.
Great job with the survey. Thank you for continuing to be leaders, thought leaders in the marketplace, in addition to your products. Come back again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Give us that website again, please.
It's www.sage.com.
Sounds so much better when she says it, ladies and gentlemen. Connie, thanks for being here. Take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Connie Sertucci, ladies and gentlemen, with Sage. She'll get her back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off and reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.